From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. Brock here. August 4th, five stories from across the leagues, straight ahead. Let's get into it. First, from Sky Sports, UFC fighter Nascimento dies age 34. Alan Nascimento, UFC fighter, dies age 34 after suffering apparent heart attack in his sleep. Alan Nascimento, the Brazilian flyweight, was found unresponsive on Monday. UFC pays tribute to our beloved fighter and exemplary flyweight. Tuesday, 4th August 2026, 07, Akan. UK mixed martial arts fighter Alan Nascimento has died at the age of 34, the UFC has announced. The Brazilian flyweight was found unresponsive on Monday after suffering an apparent heart attack in his sleep. A UFC statement said, "This morning, Monday, August 3rd, our beloved fighter and exemplary flyweight Alan Nascimento was found next." Second, from BBC Sport Football. Who am I? Guess Premier League star No. 15. Who am I? Guess Premier League star No. 15. Published, "Welcome to our Who Am I game. The rules are simple. Each day there's a new footballer, and the challenge is to guess who they are in as few attempts as possible. After each wrong guess, you unlock a new clue." Up next. Third, from BBC Sport Football, a youngster to watch at each Premier League club this season. A youngster to watch at each Premier League club this season. Published. Which youngsters will make their mark on the 2026-27 season? The Premier League is not far away, with reigning champions Arsenal hosting newly promoted Coventry City on Friday, 21st August. We have picked 20 prospects, one from every Premier League club, who will be looking to mark their mark and enjoy a breakthrough season. Who knows, some of these listed could provide a real bargain for you fantasy Premier League managers out there. Arsenal, Max Dowman, attacking midfielder, forward. It feels strange to say that a player. And then, fourth, from BBC Sport Football, the summer that changed Welsh football. Walking to the ground in Bordeaux, and what I find hilarious, in hindsight, is how low our expectations were. Ellis James was not alone. Wales had gone more than half a century without playing at a major tournament, so it was understandable that expectations were modest. Generations of fans had been scarred by agonizing near misses and downright dismal failures of the past, so when Wales finally realized a nation's dream by qualifying for Euro 2016, just being there was enough for many. Bordeaux was bathed in sunshine on the afternoon of Saturday, 11 June. Tens of thousands of Welsh supporters next. Fifth, from Sky Sports. F1 2027 calendar contingency plans in place amid Middle East conflict. Listen, I've got some updates on the F1 calendar for next year. The conflict in the Middle East is still ongoing, and F1 is taking a cautious approach. They've got contingency plans in place in case the situation doesn't improve by next year. President Stefano Domenicali says they'll announce a normal plan for the 2027 calendar in the autumn, but they're keeping their options open. Domenicali mentioned that they've got different plans with various options already in place to accommodate the 24 race target for next year. They're not worried about the calendar right now, but they're aware of the situation and want to be prepared. Turkey and Portugal are returning to the calendar, replacing Zandvoort and Barcelona. F1 is in talks with Rwanda, South Africa, Thailand, and Argentina for new races, but those would likely happen in 2028 or later. They're also discussing potential new events in China, Japan, and Germany, with Hockenheim emerging as a surprise contender to join the schedule. It's worth noting that any new events would need significant investment, especially in China, where they want to consolidate the market before considering additional options. The Formula One season resumes after the summer break with the Dutch Grand Prix from August 21-23, and you can catch all the action live on Sky Sports F1. Up next. Sixth, from Sky Sports. Perfect Nation and Avionics face off in FO's Lost Feature. Today on Sky Sports Racing, Perfect Nation and Avionics face off in FO's Lost Feature, with Lingfield also live on. Tuesday, Perfect Nation and Avionics lock horns in the feature of seven races from FO's Lost on Tuesday, live on Sky Sports Racing. Afterwards, attention switches to Lingfield, the venue for a seven-race card on the all-weather Monday, 3rd August, 2026, 10:31. UK Tuesday's action comes from FO's Lost and Lingfield, with seven races from each live on Sky Sports Racing. 3.0 hour IFOS Laws, Perfect Nation and Avionics feature, promising two-year-olds Perfect Nation and Avionics headline, a 7R and then 7th from PFT Alt. Steelers on Aaron Rodgers. Our players are entitled to their own personal views. Monday's rollicking, grievance-airing appearance by Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee Show prompted ESPN, one of the targets of Rodgers' ire, to say nothing. The Steelers issued a comment essentially supporting Rodgers' ability to say whatever he wants, whenever he wants, wherever he wants. Discussions around culture and politics can bring differing perspectives, and our players are entitled to their own personal views, Steelers spokesman Bert Lawton told WTAE-TV via Steelers Depot. Next 8th, from Awful Announcing, Aaron Rodgers blasts ESPN for lack of coverage of Diana Rossini-Mike Vrabel relationship. With the Pat McAfee Show broadcasting live from Steelers training camp on Monday, it was no surprise that Aaron Rodgers was set to make an appearance. How that appearance went was either surprising or exactly what you might have expected, depending on how much attention you've been paying to appearances on the show over the years. The biggest headlines Rodgers made stem from his jokes about pleading the fifth, referencing the recent Senate hearing at which former NIAID director Anthony Fauci invoked the Fifth Amendment. Up next, 9th from PFT Alt, Notre Dame-USC rivalry returns in 2030 for at least 4 years. The Notre Dame-USC rivalry is taking a four-year break before returning in 2030. The two teams couldn't agree on a schedule earlier in the year, but they've now settled on a home-and-home arrangement. The first two games will kick off Week 1 in 2030 and 2031, with the 2030 game at the LA Coliseum and the 2031 game at South Bend. The following two games in 2032 and 2033 will take place between Week 1 and Week 3. After 2033, the teams will have to renegotiate their agreement, but for now, they're locked in for at least 4 more years. And then, 10th from PFT Alt, Nick Foles, Clay Matthews joined Netflix studio show for the Week 1 game in Australia. The Netflix lineup for next month's 49ers-Rams game has been finalized. Netflix announced on Monday that Nick Foles and Clay Matthews will join the studio show for the Week 1 game in Australia, along with host L. Duncan and analyst Michael Irvin. While the announcement focuses only on the first game, it's possible, if not likely, that Foles and Matthews will be back for the other 4 2026 Netflix games. That's the rundown. Back at it tomorrow. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at thestoryflow.com.